Good morning. Let me ask you a question. How can we know the truth? This is a fundamental question in the religious world. Especially in Eastern religions, people believe the ultimate source of truth lies within themselves. Such statements are made as there is a book of knowledge within every man, or one gets all truth from the book of knowledge within. We also hear we tap the ancient wisdom and cosmic knowledge within, making it accessible and practical. To access this truth within, people must perform bodily motions, chant mantras, and meditate. According to the Jewish and Christian scriptures, the truth has been revealed by God in words that have been recorded as sacred scriptures for the subsequent generations. Jeremiah says, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It's not in man who walks to direct his own path. Jeremiah 10:23. You cannot find the truth by searching within yourselves. Without a knowledge of the scriptures, much of the truth you know, is simply not so. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Proverbs 14:12. Jude wrote, They speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts, in these things they corrupt themselves. Jude 10. The truth cannot be found by delving into our own hearts. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Jeremiah 17:9. How can the truth be found in a deceitful and wicked heart? The nations do not know the thoughts of the Lord, nor do they understand His counsel. Micah 4:12. There is none who understands, Romans 3:11. The way of peace they have not known, Isaiah 59:8. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness, Psalm 82:5. Friends, without revelation from God, a man wanders in dark spiritually. To find his way, he needs the light of God's Word. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, Psalm 119:105. The Scriptures enlighten us, and so we have the prophetic Word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:19-21. Jesus said to the religious leaders, Are you not therefore mistaken, because you do not know the Scriptures, nor the power of God? Mark 12:24. Paul wrote to Timothy these words, Evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you've learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped unto every good work. 2 Timothy 3:13-17. When Christ came, God revealed the mystery of salvation and commanded that the truth be made known to all nations through the prophetic writings. Paul glorifies God, who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith. Romans 16:25-26. Friends, we cannot know God through human wisdom. For since in the wisdom of God the world through wisdom knew not God, it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save those who believe. 1 Corinthians 1:21. The truth is not found within man. God is the source of truth. He's revealed the mystery, and it is made known to all nations through the prophetic scriptures. For whatever things were written before time were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Romans 15:4. Through the Scriptures, we learn about Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. At the close of his gospel, John wrote, And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. John 20:30-31. At the beginning of his gospel, Luke explains that he wrote an orderly account, so we might know the certainty of the things in which we have been instructed. Luke 1:3-4. You see, through the Scriptures, we know the doctrine of Christ. Paul told Timothy, These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. 1 Timothy 3:14 and 15. Shortly before his death, Peter wrote, "Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Peter 3, 1 and 2. Peter also mentions Paul's writings. "Consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you." 2 Peter 3, verse 15. To know the truth, we must want to do the will of God. Jesus said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God, or whether I speak it on my own authority." John 7, verse 16 and 17. To know the truth, we must remain in the doctrine of Christ. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8, 31 and 32. These words were spoken to people who believed. It is not enough just to believe in Jesus. We can know the truth only if we abide in his word. To really know the truth, we must experience it by living according to the truth, by abiding in the doctrine of Christ. Whosoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God, and he who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. 2 John 9. Paul said some would turn away from the truth, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap upon themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. How can we know the truth? The way of man is not in himself. Without revelation from God, man wanders in darkness. The word of God is a light to our path. The Scriptures can make us wise for salvation. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Through prophetic Scriptures, the truth is made known to all nations. Through the Scriptures, we learn about Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Through the Scriptures, we know how to conduct ourselves in the house of God. To know the truth, we must want to do the will of God, and we must abide in the doctrine of Christ. Like the Bereans, let us search the Scriptures daily to know what is so. Acts 17, verse 11. Let us not be led away with the error of the wicked, who twist the Scriptures, but let us grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3, 16 and 18. Friends, then we can know the truth. Have you obeyed the truth? Now listen to Paul in Romans 6, 17 and 18. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. What doctrine did they obey? Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8, 32. Free from what? Not physical freedom. Many of the New Testament Christians were slaves, if not to man, to the tyranny of Rome. Then what were they free from? They were freed from their sins. Knowing the truth and obeying it brings freedom from our sins. The doctrine, the gospel that was preached, was the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you were saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4. Now Paul said these Corinthians had received the doctrine. That is, they had believed that it was the truth, the facts concerning Jesus and his death, burial, and resurrection. They were standing in it, or they were enjoying the blessings derived from it. They were saved by it. How? How is one saved? By obeying an act of someone else. Jesus died on the cross. He was buried and on the third day was resurrected. Now how do the Corinthians obey a form or likeness of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ? Listen to Paul. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore were buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died into sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye yourselves also to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:3-11. Friends, have you obeyed that form of doctrine? If we can help you in your search for God and his ways, please let us know. And until next week, may God bless and keep you.